This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm Madeline Brand. This Thanksgiving week, we're looking at the social safety net. Those are services that are available for people who need them, people who are needy. We've talked about extending unemployment benefits, of making health care available to people out of work, of getting poor people to save. Today, helping people who don't have enough to eat. Michael Flood is the executive director of the Los Angeles Regional Food Bank, and his organization distributes food to more than 900 charities in the Los Angeles area. Welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thank you. Well, tell us about need. I understand that need is way up this year.
Well, it is. In the Los Angeles area, we've seen it increase by as high as 40% by food pantries serving people, families, individuals seeking food assistance. That's compared to a year ago.
And is it the same group of people, or are you seeing people who have never sought food aid before?
Well, we're seeing both. We're seeing people who are at the lower end of the wage scale and the income scale who are just struggling on a day-to-day basis to meet their food needs. 36 million Americans are in households where they're not able to meet their food needs on a day-to-day basis. But we're also seeing a lot of new families and a lot of new people come, people who would be considered solidly middle class several months ago, but because of a job loss or what's happened with housing and other issues are now finding themselves in the line at a food pantry. In some instances, some of these folks have been donors in the past, and now because of changing circumstances are finding that they're on the receiving end this time.
Speaking of donors, are donations keeping up with demand?
Well, for us, volume has increased markedly, and we're up 33%. In terms of the food going out. But the challenge is locally here, the demand's up 41%. So there's a gap. Even though volume is up, it's not up to the level to meet this really spike in the demand for food assistance.
So is it possible that someone who needs food assistance will come to a food pantry and there won't be anything on the shelves?
Certainly. It's happening. Two things by and large happen. One is food pantries will cut down on their food packages and trying to meet the growing line. And then in other instances, they'll serve 140 families. And once they reach 140, that's it. And that family will need to seek help from another charity or a referral to public assistance too, like a program like food stamps.
Do you think the system as it's set up works, that these are essentially nonprofit private charities that are handling most of the food pantry needs?
Well, I think that part of it works in terms of being able to provide assistance to people on a quick basis. But I and many of my colleagues would say we're not the solution. We're not going to food bank our way out of hunger. I think we do need better public policy and better programs at the federal level. That it's not just in the nutrition area, but in the area of where people don't have to spend 70% of their income on rent, because all these issues really are interrelated. And that's why, visiting an agency recently, there was a mother saying, my husband has the same job he had 5 years ago. We didn't need help 5 years ago, but now I'm finding that we're not able to meet all of our food needs, so I need to be here at this food pantry asking for help.
Now, you've been in this business for a long time. Is there anything now that has shocked you, that has really surprised you and made you, say, oh my gosh, I've never seen that before?
Well, I think for me, in doing this work for a while, in looking at trends, the trend is going the wrong direction. And I think that's what really worries me, is that the trend is a negative trend. And we're even seeing, again, people who, they should be our donors. They should be people who are volunteering their help with this recent economic crisis, now seeking food assistance. That's not right.
Well, thank you very much for coming in and speaking with us today.
Thank you so much.
That's Michael Flood. He's the executive director of the Los Angeles Regional Food Bank. There's news today that the number of Americans on food stamps is near an all-time high, nearly 30 million people. Tomorrow, we'll meet people who are having trouble paying for food. We'll visit food pantries in New Hampshire, Arizona, and here in Southern California. They've all found innovative approaches to dealing with hunger. And if you want to find out how you can help, just go to our website, npr.org.